Kumusta, Texas? Ganun din sa Philippines. At saka hindi lang sa Texas, ha? Sa lahat ng mga states dito sa US. Yan. And of course, Philippines, Canada, Australia, UAE. O nasaan man kayo naroon ngayon, samahan niyo ako dito sa Usapang Off the Record. I am your host, Eileen Ligotizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I am the managing partner of Ligotizan Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami rito sa Usapang of the Record every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time. That'll be 7 p.m. sa Pacific and 10 p.m. na yan sa East Coast, sa Eastern Coast. Yeah. And of course, the Philippines, that's already Saturday at 10 in the morning. Yan. And in the Australia area, ayan, mga alas 12, lunchtime sa Australia ngayon. You know, we are live stream dito sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. At mapapanood din kami ngayon sa aking mismong Facebook page, Eileen Ligot Dizon. Yan. Kaya like and follow us so you will be notified if there are upcoming shows. Okay? At syempre pa, marami kayong aabangan later on sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. At kung hindi nyo man kami mapanood at umakasama ngayong live show, you can listen to our recorded show via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Listen Notes, and Pocket Cast. That's right. I almost forgot that. And of course, if you are joining us here as a live show, you may post your comments, your shout-outs to your friends and family. Saan man sila naroroon, and we will read them throughout the show. And if you have any questions related to our topic for today, feel free to write your questions on the comment box and we will read them during the show, of course. And at ngayon, ang topic natin ay, ito lang naman ay part din ng mga naging topic na natin mga previous two episodes. We talk about divorce in Texas. We talk about ano yung process ng divorce dito sa Texas. Yung sabi natin na there are two, we have the uncontested divorce and of course contested divorce. Meron din tayong tinatawag na agreed and default divorce, which is actually uncontested divorce. Yan. And then we talk about the process. So if you want to know more about that, if you missed that episode, you can always go back. Go to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and look for Usapang Off the Record pertaining to that episode. Okay? And also, we talk about last time, we actually talk about divorce and adultery. Ano ang epekto ng adultery sa divorce? Meron nga ba? At pinag-usapan din natin. We had a really good discussion and there were a number of questions, really good questions during the show. So that's good that you are engaging in our conversation and I really appreciate that. Kasi I know that it's, you know, this is a free information. And so kaya kung nabasa nyo yung ating, itong ating disclaimer sa simula ng show natin, ito ay hindi this is just say for informational purposes only, so there's no attorney-client relationship. But of course, if you ask questions during the show, don't worry, I'll try my best to answer those questions. Okay, ngayon ay pag-uusapan natin ng divorce pa rin, pero we're going to talk more about spousal maintenance or alimony na tinatawag kasi nga yan ay nabanggit during our last episode when we were talking about divorce and adultery here sa Texas. But remember, just to remind you that divorce is a state law yan. So iba-iba yung batas sa bawat state. Dito. So if you are located in another state, like you're in California or Las Vegas, yan, maaring iba rin ang batas niya. So it's always better to consult an attorney who is licensed to practice and who practices actually divorce in your state. So you will be informed of the law there pertaining to divorce in your state. And of course, in the Philippines, although walang divorce, narinig ko na meron na naman yata silang isinusulong. So, isa na naman nating aabangan natin yan. Kasi last time, I remember, I think last year they tried to pass a divorce law in the Philippines, but hindi naman naipasa. Pero ngayon, I believe na isinusulong nila all that. So kung tutuusin naman talaga in the whole world, aside from Vatican, Philippines lang ang walang divorce. I'm not saying na go ahead, maganda yan, nakabutiin, but what I'm saying is that there might be some instances na it will also benefit some of our kababayan there. In the first place, the spouse of our kababayan na ng ibang bansa may be able to file a divorce, get a divorce sa bansang yon, and then yung naiwan sa Pilipinas ay hindi naman dahil wala ngang divorce sa Philippines. But na-discuss din natin in the past na if you filed for if your foreign spouse filed a divorce here, if you're in the Philippines, you're a Filipino citizen, and your foreign spouse filed a divorce here in the US or in other country na mayroong divorce, and they're able to obtain the divorce decree, then you may be able to have that the divorce decree recognized in the Philippine court. But of course, you will need the assistance of an attorney, of course, to help you have that divorce recognized in the Philippines, para it will take effect in the Philippines. And of course, that will also entitle you, the Filipino spouse, to remarry. Yan. Kasi wala man tayong divorce sa Philippines, meron nga tayong dissolution of marriage, pero hindi naman napakadaling makakuha ng dissolution of marriage yan sa Philippines, Kapag ka nag-file ka ng dissolution of marriage, yan, ina-appeal yan ng government, automatic appeal yan ng government, and sorry, reviewin yan sa Court of Appeals, sa titingnan talaga if tama lang, karapat-dapat na nag-grant yung, dissolution ng marriage niyo, 'di ba? So it's not, what I'm saying is that it's not easy to dissolve a marriage in the Philippines. And for iba-iba naman kasi ang opinion ng bawat tao eh. Pro divorce, against divorce, yan. So kanya-kanya tayo ng opinion, and of course we have to respect each other's opinion. Yan. Kasi minsan, naggagaling, may pinanggagalingan yung tao, di ba? Kung bakit ganun ang kanyang decision, kung bakit ganun ang kanyang isinusulong with respect to divorce. Yeah. It could also be a very sensitive topic, especially, Philippines is a mostly Christians, mga ano natin yun, or Catholics. Yeah. Okay, so, okay, ngayon, pag-uusapan natin ang divorce and itong tinatawag na alimony, or meron din tayong maririnig na spousal maintenance or spousal support. Yan. So alamin natin kung ano nga ba ang mga yan tonight or today here, Pero I just wanna let you know na ang Texas is a community property. Okay? So ito lamang naman ito sa there are actually around nine states dito sa US na tinatawag nating community property states. Okay? Katulad ng Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, ano pa ba? Of course, Texas, yeah, New Mexico, Nevada, and Washington, Wisconsin then, yeah. So, sa mga states na yon, meron tayong community property o nire-recognize ang community property. So, ano nga ba tong community property? Siguro we will understand it better if we explain it kasama ng separate property. Okay? So, meron tayong tinatawag na separate property, and meron din tayong tinatawag na community property. Okay? At syempre pa, mayroon akong inhanda sa inyong visual diyan. So, let's try this one. Ayan. So, what you see here is actually a map of Texas, And like I said, we have to determine whether the property is community property or separate property. Now, simulan muna natin yung separate property. So, ang mag-ano kasi, ang spouses, yung mag-asawa, okay, bago sila ikasal, they had the opportunity to work, accumulate property, and bumibili sila ng mga real property nila, bahay lupa, bahay lupa, yun, cars, mga investments prior to their marriage, Lahat ng mga properties na yon that were accumulated, purchased, and obtained before the person got married, yun ang tinatawag na separate property. Okay? So, kaya nga ang tanong kapag may nagde-divorce, attorney, ako binili ko naman tong bahay ko na to before the marriage. So, ibig sabihin nito, akin to, di ba, walang karapatan yung asawa ko dito sa divorce, pag nag-divorce kami. Yun ang mga concern kadalasan tinatanong ng ating mga kababayan or ng ating mga clients dito, not necessarily Filipinos, na nagde-divorce, you know. What is mine? What is hers or his, what is ours. Yan ang ano ba yung mga properties ko lang, properties naming dalawa, o properties lang niya, you know. Sometimes ginagamit natin yung term na properties, assets, yan. They mean the same thing. Yung mga properties mo na accumulate mo or assets na accumulate mo prior to marriage is, of course, that is your separate property. Now, possible ba na yung separate property mo ay maging community property? Of course. Pwede naman kung ibigay mo yon sa other spouse mo and then you consider, both of you consider that as your community property. And yes. Kaya nga, later on, pag-usapan natin yung mga prenuptial agreement, yan, tsaka prenuptial agreement or marital agreement or postnuptial agreement na tinatawag. Yun na isang mga importanteng information na dapat malaman nyo, especially if you are here in Texas. And of course, hindi lang naman sa Texas yan. May mga ibang states din na meron, they recognize yung prenuptial agreement and the marital agreement. But like I said, it's governed by state law. So, you know, maaari magkakaiba ang batas na governing the creation or the enforcement of those agreement. Yan. So, okay, so we talk about you know, separate property being that you know, acquired, purchased prior to the marriage, and when the person got married, so pag nag-asawa na yan, especially sa Texas, may mga during the marriage you will accumulate wealth, you know, you will buy, let's say you will buy a real property, bahay nyo, lupa, pabili kayo ng sasakyan, no? any purchase or any property that you purchase assets earned during the marriage, yan naman ay tinatawag na community property. Okay, so kung wala kayong prenuptial agreement, wala kayong marital agreement, you know, governing your properties, then the default is those are community property. Whatever you earn, whatever you purchase during the marriage, that will be your community property. Okay, so ang ano dyan is, may mga, of course, exception dyan, and we can talk about that later on. I just want to give you an overview of, you know, what kind of properties are we talking about here if you are single or married here in the state of Texas. Okay, and why is it important? Because during, let's say, mag-divorce kayo, you know, yung property ninyo, na community property, both kayong mag-asawa, you have an undivided interest dyan. Okay? Ang lagi nating sinasabi, ang lagi nating narinig dyan eh, ano daw sila, 50-50 yan. Pero pagdating talaga ng division of property, eh, hindi naman talaga 50-50 dito sa Texas. Okay? At pag-uusapan natin yan, bakit hindi 50-50? Akala ko, attorney, happy kami. So, meron kayong undivided interest dun sa property ninyo. Okay? Pag ang judge ang mag-decide kung ano yung undivided interest ninyong dalawa, then the court will actually consider a lot of factors. Kaya nga, ang division dyan eh not necessarily 50-50 pag ang court ang nag-decide. But of course, kung magkakaroon kayo ng kasunduan, whatever it is, na pagkasunduan ninyo, sabi nyo, sige, 50-50 tayo, hati tayo, sa'yo kalahati, sa akin kalahati. Ayan. So then, agreement nyo na yan. Okay, so it's definitely, if you sign that one, that becomes your agreement, your contract, the contract between the two of you, kayo mag-asawa. Okay, alright, so bago natin tuloy ang ating discussion, meron tayo ditong mga kasama sa ating live show. At isa na dito, si Delia Ligot, my mom. Ang sabi niya, hello, good evening, Texas. Watching from Sydney, Australia. Nor sa Australia dyan ngayon, tanghali na, di ba? So you are already having your lunch. And ito naman si Rusty Lopez, thank you for joining us today. Sabi, ang tanong niya, what is a just and right division of community property in Texas? At syempre, sasagutin natin yan pagdating natin sa discussion on just and right. So stay tuned ka lang, Rusty, and we will answer your question. Now, for the meantime, we'll have a short break. So huwag kayong alis, stick around. We'll continue our discussion after the short break.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged. And let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone. From Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. Nandito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record. At ang ating topic ngayon ay divorce and alimony or spousal maintenance. Ano nga ba itong spousal maintenance or alimony? Entitled ka nga ba dito? Okay, so kanina bago tayo nag-break, may tanong si Rusty Lopez. I-flash natin ulit yan sa screen. Dito ang tanong niya, what is the just and right division of community property in Texas? Siguro bago natin sagutin yan, ano, Rusty, let me show you this first. Okay? Yung ating slide show. Yan. Yung tanong dito is, what is a spouse entitled to in a divorce in Texas? Okay, so pag nag-divorce kayong mag-asawa, ano nga ba ang sayo, ang sa kanya o sa inyong dalawa? What are you entitled to? Okay, so kanina we distinguish between the two types of property, separate property and community property. Of course, yung separate party property mo, sayo yan. Unless, of course, binigay mo or you donated it or gifted it to your spouse. Okay, so when I say gifted, like for example, before your marriage, you bought a very expensive jewelry. Okay, let's say it's a diamond ring na binili mo yan, you bought it prior to your marriage, and siguro ibibigay mo sa whoever it is, not necessarily your wife, hindi mo pa siya kilala noon. And then you kept that. And then during the marriage, you realize na, oh, nandito pa pala sa akin tong diamond ring na ito. Let me just give it to my, let's say to my spouse. Let's say to my wife, sabi mong ganyan. So binigay mo yon, sabi mo sa kanya, oh, this is our, since it's our, let's say anniversary, so I'm giving this to you as a gift. So remember that the ring, you bought it prior to your marriage, that's supposed to be your separate property. Pero because you gifted it to your spouse during the marriage, naging kanya na yon. Okay, you gifted it to her. So that is that becomes her separate property. So in terms of, in case you get divorced, hindi mo pa yung sabihin, akin na ba, binabawi ko na yung aking diamond ring. No, you cannot do that anymore because when you gifted it to your spouse, that ring becomes his or her property, separate property. Okay, so kaya be very careful kayo when you are, when you are giving properties to each other, Kasi ang dito sa Texas, although it's a rebuttable presumption na kung ano yung na-purchase niyo and acquired during the marriage is a community property, rebuttable in the sense that you can prove na hindi, but you have to show off also a lot, you have to prove na you have purchased it prior to marriage, So, titignan mo yung title, inception ng title, kung kailan naging sayo yon prior to marriage, during the marriage. So, you look into those, inception, kailan naging sayo, okay? And also, you want to make sure that you have clear and convincing evidence when you're trying to overcome the rebuttable presumption na whatever you purchase and acquire during the marriage is community property, okay? So you have to show proof, clear and convincing evidence, para mapatunayan mo na hindi yon community property. Okay? So, kanina, bagong break nga, Rusty asked a question, what is just and right division? Okay? So, and I also mentioned this earlier, na when the spouses get divorced, okay, yung mga community property, not necessarily na 50-50 kayo, you have undivided interest on the property, on the community property. Don't get me wrong, you have undivided interest there. Pero if, let's say, nagkaroon kayo ng hearing, you show proof, you know, you are entitled to this property. So the court will look into different factors, okay? And then divide the property, okay? How much are you going to get? Not necessarily 50-50. It's actually, the term that they use here is just and right. Okay, and that's why you say just and right. Ano nga ba tong just and right? So it only means that the court will consider what are the several factors na malalaman kung mas malaking percentage bang ibibigay kay wife o mas malaki ang percentage na ibibigay kay husband. Yung bahay ba ibibigay kay wife or kay husband? So by the court will weigh these factors. And ilan sa mga factors dito, makikita nyo nga dyan sa screen, length of marriage. Okay? Titignan nila, gaano katagal na ba kayong kasal? Eh kung 2 years pa lang naman kayong kasal, di ba? Or so wala pa kayong masyadong na-invest na na emotion sa isa't isa or yung property ninyo, di ba? How much have you contributed to the community property? So the court will look into the length of your marriage, okay? Well, in general, lang sinasabi na the longer the marriage daw is, you know, there's a greater need for support to a spouse who has, you know, become a dependent of the other. So when we say dependent, like for example, during the marriage, hindi nagtrabaho yung wife kasi yung wife ang nag-alaga sa mga anak. And then the husband, siya yung nagtrabaho na nagtrabaho. So yung husband had the opportunity to earn money. Okay, so ngayon yung wife, let's say for example, 10 years kayong married and then malilit pa yung anak. Of course, kung 10 years pa lang kayo, let's say for example, yung panganay yung anak mga 10 years old, tapos meron kayong 7 years old, meron kayong 4 years old or and then 3 years old. Siyempre, kailangan may mag-alaga at mag-asikaso sa kanila. So, kung hindi man kayo nag-work pareho, the other one decided to, okay, ako na lang munang mag-alaga sa mga bata hanggang sa lumaki na sila. Hindi ibig sabihin na mas malaki yung mapupunta sa na division sa husband. Mas malaki yung makukuha ng husband because siya yung nagtrabaho, tapos yung wife nasa bahay lang, di ba? So no, the court will consider several factors. Kaya nga sinasabi ko, length of marriages, the court will look into, 10 years kayo mag-asawa, 10 years na nag-alaga ng mga anak mo yung wife mo kaya hindi nakapagtrabaho. Tapos ikaw nagtrabaho, ikaw nang had the opportunity to work. So isa yun sa mga factors, okay? The other one is, you can see that on your screen, fault of either party. Ito yung mga fault divorce yan. So titingnan kung sino ba ang may kasalanan kung bakit kayo nagdi-divorce. Sino ang may fault? So this becomes a fault-based divorce, okay? So when we say fault-based divorce, if you remember our discussion about that with Attorney Tina in our previous episode, we said that yung mga fault, like for example, adultery, yan, abandonment, cruel treatment, felony conviction, yan. So yung mga fault na titingnan. Sino mayroon ba sa inyo guilty of adultery during the marriage? Okay, so titignan yon. Kaya kailangan mong mapatunayan yon na the other spouse committed adultery. The other thing is abandonment. Ikaw ba during the time of the marriage, you know, you abandon your spouse. Bigla ka na lang naglaho, hindi ka na mahanap, you know. So, tapos tumagal na isang taon. So, you know, you have a fault in the marriage. So, titingnan yun ng court, okay? The other one is, of course, yung capacity to earn. When we say capacity to earn, you know, yung hindi naman ibig sabihin kailangan kumikita na malaki, okay? Tinitingnan lang ng court dito yung spouse ba na, let's say for example, yung husband and wife, yung husband, like yung example natin kanina, the husband has a has been working. So, syempre, nakapag-establish na siya ng ano, or na-develop niya ng skills niya, nakapag-establish na siya ng reputation niya, magandang resume niya. So, madali lang siya makapaghanap ng trabaho. Samantalang yung wife na nag-stay sa marriage as a housewife, taking care of the children and the family, syempre, hindi na-develop yung skills niya to work. You know? So then affected yung kanyang capacity to earn. Kung mag-ano siya, kung mag-apply siya ng trabaho, matatanggap ba siya agad, you know, after the divorce. So titingnan din ng judge yung capacity to earn yan. And also, if you and also titingnan din ng court yung education ng spouse, of course. Syempre kung let's say for example, during the marriage yung isa nagtatrabaho at the same time nag-aaral, di ba? Yung kumukuha ng mga masterals, yung mga master's degree nila or doctorate, kanyan. So yung spouse na yon na-enhance yung kanyang skills. Samantalang yung isa, hindi. So tinitingnan nila yon mga factor na yun. Education and of course, capacity to earn, yan. And the other factor here that we have on the screen is mishandling of assets, yan. So during the marriage ba na-involved ba yung spouse sa gambling, you know, na-mishandle ba niya yung assets nila, yung pera nila. So yung mga ganun na factor, tinitingnan ng court yan. Kung mayroon kang kasalanan, na-misappropriate mo yung community property, let's say binigay mo sa ibang tao, o kaya tinatago mo na, you know, mga ganun. The court will look into those factors, yan, mishandling of assets. Yan. And of course, tinitingnan nila yung liabilities ng spouses, ng both spouses, kung ano yung mga utang, ganyan. Yung pag sinabi nating liabilities could include contractual agreements. Meron ba silang nakipagkasundo ba yung one, parang ito yung mga loans, ganyan. Diba? Nag-loan siya sa tao, you know, there's an agreement. Katulad ng student loans din, and then a liability, credit card debts, yan. O kaya naman, nagkaroon ba ng money judgment against that spouse, you know. Home loans, business loan, yan. Titingnan ng court ko yung mga liabilities ng mag-asawa. Okay? And also yung health. Kasi titingnan nila kung ito bang spouse na to, meron ba siyang medical condition that will hinder her or him from earning. Yan. Na maapektuhan yung kanyang ability to earn money. So titingnan din yan. Ito bang spouse, may sakit. So now, from there, you know, the court will determine how the community properties of the spouses will be divided, you know. And that's why we said it's just and right. Kasi titingnan ng court na not necessarily 50-50. So let's say, nako itong spouse, yung wife in our situation, nako kailangan niyang mag-aral muna, bumalik sa school, kailangan niya muna mag-earn ng skills para makapaganap siya ng trabaho. So, bibigyan siya ng support, division of property, mas bibigyan nila ng, mag-allocate sila doon sa community property for that purpose. Kasi kailangan ng wife na, syempre, makapaganap ng trabaho after the divorce. So, bibigyan yan. O kaya titignan din na yung separate property nila. Let's say, for example, yung husband, marami siya mga investments prior to the marriage, marami siya mga property. So, kayang-kaya yung supportan ng sarili niya. And samantalang yung wife, wala siya ibang properties other than the community property. So, the court may likely, you know, award the spouse more of the community property. So, that's why it's called just and right. Okay, and of course, it's always, you know, what can prove during the hearing sa court. Ang mga yan, it's not assumed, so you have to prove. Again, so it's a very good discussion, and let me see if we have some question here that we can address now. Okay, so here's Shell DeSeco, thank you for joining us today. And question niya, can the court consider my inability to pay for my basic needs? Yes, Shell. So I have mentioned earlier and doon sa ano natin, sa visual aid natin kanina, I showed on the screen, isa doon nga na mga factors na tinitignan ng judge to determine what is just and right ay yung inability or incapacity of the other spouse to earn. And when we say inability, it could be because of your physical condition, mental condition, and medical condition. At saka ano din yung ability to earn mo yung education yan, and skills. So yun yung mga ano, and you are and then that's why the answer to your question is yes, the court will consider your inability to pay for your basic needs. And when we say basic needs, hindi kasama dito yung mga luho-luho. Basic needs mo to survive, you know, yung clothing, house, housing mo, food, and of course, and if yung mga kailangan mo para, you know, masuporta ng pamumuhay mo. So when we say basic needs, hindi yung, kasi hindi kasama yung mga travel mo around the world, kung you usually do that during the marriage, you know, that is not one of your basic needs. So definitely, you know, hindi yan ikaw consider. Only your inability to pay for your basic needs, yan. Okay, so good question. And when we will pause for a short break, and when we come back, we will talk about itong ano, spousal maintenance ng alimony, and we will listen to a what if scenario when we come back after this short break. Stick around.
Hi, we are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina. A Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
And we're back. Dito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record. At kung narito kayo ngayon sa live show, kasama ko kayo sa live show, eh, thank you for joining me here. You can post your comments, your shoutouts, and we will read them throughout the during the show. And if you have any questions, feel free to post it on the comment box, and we will try to address that one during the show as well. And of course, sabi ko kanina, before the break, we will listen or watch to this scenario, a what if scenario na related sa ating ano, pag-uusapan din ngayon. Kaya eto na ang ating scenario.
Gina got married in 2012 in Lubbock, Texas. She and her husband moved to Corpus Christi sometime after their marriage. They have two children who are 6 and 9 years old. Gina is a nurse but stopped working because she had to care for their children. Gina has been a plain housewife since they got married. Her husband is also a nurse. And after 10 years of marriage, her husband wanted to file for a divorce. He plans to move to Hawaii, and he promised to pay child support for the kids. He said he would leave the house to Gina and the kids. They have no other property together other than a joint bank account. I believe her husband has a 401k. Gina is so stressed and depressed. She doesn't know what to do or how to take care of the kids and work all at the same time. My question is Gina entitled to alimony? Or what is she entitled to with respect to alimony?
Yes, so ang question niya, kung entitled nga ba si Gina sa alimony? Well, dito sa scenario na ito, so si Gina ay may capacity naman siya magtrabaho, di ba? Kaya lang, ang nangyari, she didn't really work because she decided to take care of the children kasi mga minor pa yung mga anak nila, di ba? yung kanyang asawa naman is also a nurse, right? And siya yung nagkaroon ng opportunity to work. Kasi alam niyo dito sa US, wala naman talaga tayong mga kasama sa bahay na mag-isip mag-alaga sa mga bata. And actually, yun ang mga challenges natin dito sa US. It's either ilagay mo yung anak mo, yung minor child mo sa childcare, yan, and then you pay for the childcare, which is not cheap, it's very expensive. Lalo na kung hindi lang isa yung anak mo na minor, no? So, bawat bata yan, babayaran mo yon for childcare. Ngayon, kung gusto nyo naman makatipid, let's say for example, hindi naman ganun kalakihan yung sweldo nyo, magtatrabaho ka nga, you will have the opportunity to work, tapos magbabayad ka ng napakalaking childcare, hindi commensurate. So, siguro itong nangyari kay Gina is, nag-decide na lang siya, you know what, I'm just gonna go ahead and take care of my children until mag-schooling na sila, then that time pwede na akong magtrabaho, sabi niya. And also, dahil wala nga pa yung mga house help dito sa bahay, unless you will pay for, somebody to come clean your house, to do the house chores for you, hindi mo naman babayaran yan every day, gagawin yan para siya. So you really have to do the work. So dito talagang hands-on kami dito. So we do the laundry, we do the cleaning of the house, we do the grocery. So nangyayari yan talaga, pagka-working ka, sinisingit mo yan sa time mo. And it's not easy. Kasi syempre, mayroon ka ng challenges sa workplace mo, especially if your work is you're tied up sa 8 hours na trabaho, so from 8 to 5, yan may 1 hour kang break, 8 to 5. So after 5, magba-drive ka pa kung may layo pa yung bahay mo. Nistak ka pa sa traffic, especially sa Houston, na traffic dito kahit na we have huge roads, ang talagang may traffic pa din. So sometimes yung biyahe mo na supposed to be mga siguro 30 minutes lang, abot ka pa ng isang oras, or 15 minutes lang, abot ka ng mga 30 minutes. So yung time pa na, syempre hindi lang yun, yung pagod mo pa. So dadan ka pa ng grocery after that. Pagdating mo sa bahay, ilinisan mo yung mga bata, liliguan mo sila, make sure na magluluto ka para, for dinner, and after dinner, magliligpit ka, maghugas ka, and all that, matatapos ko siguro mga almost midnight na, you're very tired, and then the next day, you have to wake up early morning again because you have to go to work. And so that's very tiring. So siguro, ang nangyari dito, like yung sa case ni Gina, siya na lang nagsabi, okay, ako na lang mag-iwan sa bahay, at I'll take care of the kids and the house. And of course, siya husband niya rin yung needs ng kanilang family. So tumagal yun, I think over 10 years yan, yung kanilang marriage. And then, so during that time, hindi nagtrabaho si Gina. Yung husband niya, on the other hand, had the opportunity to, I think, bumalik yata siya sa school, nakapag-aral siya, he's able to enrich himself by going to school, and then at the same time, develop his skills kasi nga siya yung nagtatrabaho. Diba? So, if ever mag-divorce sila, he is secured na may trabaho siya, meron siyang pagkakitaan. Whereas si Gina, although nurse siya, hindi niya na-develop yung skills niya. So, syempre, pag nag-apply siya ng trabaho, hindi agad-agad siya makakakuha ng magandang trabaho, di ba? So, ang ginagawa, kailangan syempre muna, ma-develop niya yung skills na yon. So, kailangan may gawin siya, hindi lang basta-basta. So, doon papasok yung itong tinatawag na entitled ba siya sa alimony or spousal maintenance. Yan na tanong. So, I think meron tayo ditong tanong related to that. Let's go ahead and let's flash that one on the screen. Si Shell, she asks, can the spouses agree to have alimony? Pwede bang magkasundo yung mag-asawa na, magbigay ng alimony yung isa? Siyempre, o naman, kasunduan yan. Okay? So, contractual lang tawag dyan siya. Contractual alimony. Or, contractual support. or alimony ang tawag dyan. So remember, when we talk about the divorce, the two types of divorce, we have the agreed divorce and the contested divorce. Dun sa agreed divorce, the spouses, they have the opportunity to come up with a settlement agreement of their properties, you know. At isa sa pwede lang pagkasunduan eh, spousal alimony ito, yung spousal support na yan. Kaya tinatawag natin yung contractual because andun yun sa kasunduan ninyong mag-asawa eh. So yung sa agreed divorce, you have to have a agreed decree of divorce. Tapos sa mga terms ninyo, nalagay ninyo doon, you have the term there na the other spouse, let's say in this case of Gina, and yung kanyang husband, let's say yung husband naman, sige, sabi niya, I'm okay with, you know, providing you support. Sige, so supportan kita hanggang sa kaya mo nang magtrabaho. So ilalagay nila yung sa agreement nila na magpo-provide ng spousal alimony or support yung husband doon sa wife. So they can agree as to how much, they can also agree as to how long. Okay, because it's an agreement. But katulad nga ng nasabi natin, that is contractual. So which means that's not a court-ordered spousal maintenance or alimony, but it's a contractual alimony. Okay, and let me show you itong ating screen dito that will help us understand itong tanong ni Shell. Okay, and that's not the one. This one. Okay, so what are you entitled to with respect to alimony? And when you look into that screen, as ating screen right now, we have spousal maintenance, spousal support, or whatever it is that you call it. Okay, but here in Texas, there are two types of spousal support. At nabanggit ko na ngayong isa kanina, which is the contractual alimony, which means nagkasundo yung mga parties na sige, bigyan kita ng support, ilagay natin sa divorce decree natin. And then you follow that because that is your contract with each other. Okay, that's why it's called contractual alimony. Okay, now the other one is a court-ordered spousal maintenance. Ito, pag sinabing court-ordered spousal maintenance, this, it's a court order. So you have to follow that. Otherwise, you are violating the order of the court and you may be held liable for not following the court order. Yung contractual alimony based on contract. So if hindi ka sumunod, then that will be a violation of your agreement, of your contract. But yung court-ordered spousal maintenance, there's a hearing na nangyari and then the court awarded a spousal maintenance para sa isa sa mga spouses. Okay? And that's why there's a significant differences between contractual alimony at saka yung court-ordered spousal maintenance. Yan. So, for example, how do you get them? Like, yun nga, the court-ordered spousal maintenance, you will have hearings, you'll have to show proof that you are entitled to the spousal maintenance and the court issued an order that yes, you are entitled to spousal maintenance and the court will determine how much and how long. Yan. And also, samantalang yun sa contractual, it's whatever you agreed, the both of you agreed to in on your decree of divorce. Yan. Now, yung sa spousal, so yung contractual, madali lang yun. Eh, kasi syempre, kung nagkasundo kayo, alagay nyo dun sa agreement ninyo, meron na kayong spousal agreement, spousal alimony, contractual alimony, I mean. Okay? Pero pag yung sa court, you have to prove that you are entitled to spousal maintenance. Kaya lang dito, sa Texas kasi, hindi yan masyadong, it's not favored. The court don't usually, it's not easy to get a spousal maintenance. I guess that's what I'm gonna say. It's not easy just because, you prove that mas malaking kita nung isa, mas maliit sa'yo, entitled ka na. No, it's not like that. There are specific and limited qualifications dito sa Texas in order for you to be entitled for a court-ordered spousal maintenance, okay? So first, you have to prove that you're eligible to receive that you are eligible for a court-ordered spousal maintenance. So nung ano kasi may mga limitations yan eh. Una muna, syempre you have to meet your minimum yung eligibility. Ang unang eligibility diyan is kung yung spouse, so dalawa yung mag-asawa, 'di ba? Let's say in case yung kay Gina at saka yung husband niya, titingnan nila muna kung si Gina ba, kasi tanong doon, si Gina ba entitled ba siya sa, let's say, spousal maintenance, court ordered spousal maintenance, kung hindi man sila nagkaroon ng contractual alimony, ano? So titingnan eligible ba si Gina. Ngayon, paano siya magiging eligible? Kailangan ma-prove ni Gina muna na she cannot or she's not able to meet her minimum reasonable needs. Okay? Usually, yung mga monthly expenses yan. So, titignan mo, ano ba yung mga monthly expenses ko? Okay? So, basically, yung mga basic needs mo, di ba? Tingnan mo yung, ano, if you're gonna rent a house, okay? Let's say, yung magkano yung renta mo. Tapos, yung food mo, transportation mo. Yan. Tapos, especially kung nasa iyo din yung mga bata. Yan. So, if the court will see that there's no way that Gina will be able to meet her minimum reasonable needs, then she is eligible. Okay? But that doesn't mean eligible lang siya. That doesn't mean the court will award her a spousal maintenance, court-ordered spousal maintenance. So, una pa lang yun na step. Eligibility. She's eligible, okay? Now, after determining that if she's eligible, then kailan pa rin niya rin i-prove yung mga at least one of the following. So it's very specific. The law is very specific, the family law here. So apart from, kailan ma-meet mo muna yung eligibility, minimum eligibility mo, kailan mo rin i-prove na either. Okay, at least kasi one of the following is either you've been married for 10 years, okay, or longer. So pagka medyo 2 years pa lang kayong kasal, ganyan. So hindi mo pwedeng magamit yung provision ng batas na to. You have to be married for 10 years or longer, okay? So at least 10 years yan. And ikaw na spouse si Gina, made diligent efforts, you tried to apply for a job, ganyan, earn money, pero hindi pa rin sumasapat. So you have to prove that you made diligent effort to either earn sufficient income o kaya naman to develop your skills, necessary skills mo, so that you can find a good job that and you know that will pay for your financial needs. At least man lang ma-meet mo yung minimum reasonable needs. So yon, kailangan yon, okay? Ngayon kung hindi mo ma-meet yung requirement na yon, meron namang pangalawang requirement kung ma-meet mo naman to. Kung let's say for example, yung other spouse mo in this case, yung kay Gina, yung husband niya, kung ma-prove niya yung husband niya ay committed family violence. Yeah, so you have to prove that. Okay? Kasi or yun eh. So either 10 years kayo mag-asawa or more, and then, despite your diligent effort, hindi mo pa rin ma-support yung mga pangangailangan mo, yung ma-meet yung reasonable minimum needs mo, hindi pa rin. Then, kung ma-prove mo naman na the other spouse committed family violence, then you may be entitled for spousal maintenance. Ngayon, kung none of those two, none is present, wala yun, hindi nag-apply sa yung dalawa na yun, then you may still be able to get a court-ordered spousal maintenance if you can prove that you have an incapacitating disability. That yung incapacity mo na yon arose during your marriage. Okay? So you have to prove na, oh, I can no longer, work. I have this incapacitating disability because during the marriage, ganito nangyari, Now hindi ako makapagtrabaho, ganyan. So then that could be another reason why you may be able to get your court-ordered spousal maintenance. Okay? And kung hindi pa rin, wala pa rin sa tatlo na nabanggit natin, meron you can if you can prove na aside from of course showing the minimum requirement yung eligibility, okay, pwede mo ring pwede ka pa ring maging entitled sa spousal maintenance kung you can prove to the court that you have a child of the marriage, anak ninyo mag-asawa, na doesn't mean that doesn't have to be minor, pero you can prove that your child has a physical or mental disability na kailangan alagaan mo siya. So dahil kailangan mo siyang alagaan, you can no, you can it's preventing you to look for a job or to work, okay, so that you can earn for your sufficient you can earn sufficiently to meet your minimum reasonable needs. Yeah, so if you can prove that, then you may be entitled to spousal maintenance. Kaya hindi madali na makuha tong court-ordered spousal maintenance dito sa Texas, okay? Unless of course yun nga nagkasundo kayo, then yes, why not? Okay? So those are the factors. And let's see if we have any question related to this topic. Okie dokie. So sabi ni Orly dito, is alimony considered as income? Is it taxable? Okay, so to be honest, I'm not sure whether it is an income, but I believe if it increases your wealth, then it will be considered as an income. Okay? And then of course, if it's an income, then it is taxable. Okay? All right. Now, I think we can pause for a short break. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion. So stick around.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tess Mangahis, and I am the membership co-chair of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Texas Greater Houston Region. Please watch the Beast Talk every second and fourth of the month via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. See you all at TBT na.
Hello. Sorry. Okay, where are we now? There, we're back. Okay. All right. So, oh wait, sandali lang, may tumatawag sa akin. Parang may tanong yata dito. Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is what I think I want to share this with you because it's kind of related sa tanong kanina, ano? Is alimony taxable? Yan, ang ano dito. Sabi dito that alimony or separate maintenance payments relating to a divorce or separation agreements as of 2019 or later are not deductible, not tax deductible. Yeah, and sabi ng ating tax attorney, okay? It's not tax deductible by the person paying the alimony. So, but the person receiving the alimony does not have to report the alimony payments as income. So that's a good information. All right. Okay. So now let's look at what we have here. I think we have talked about the three major things today, which is we talk about the difference between community and separate property. Okay. We all, All right. So, and then after that, we also talk about what is just and right division of property of the spouses. And we also talk about what am I entitled to with respect to alimony or spousal maintenance here in Texas. Yeah. So, if you have any question for us later on after the show, you let me there. Okay. So, you may contact us at 713-309-6464 or go to legatdesignlaw.com. Yan. And siyempre pa, maraming salamat at sinamahan nyo kami dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Kahit na mag-isa ko lang, ay sinamahan nyo ako. So I'm very, very thankful. And before, we end the show, I'd like to share some information about what's happening in the community here in Houston region. So let me share with you the flyer that I'd like to share. Ayan. So this one is happening tomorrow night. Let's show it. Ayan. Okay, so the people caring for the community incorporated, which is PCCI, is inviting us. So kung nandito kayo sa Houston region, dito sa Houston area, surrounding cities, we have a celebration of the Philippine American Friendship Day, which is going to be on Saturday, July 9, 2022 at 6 p.m. Siyempre pa sa PCCI, yan ay sa 9101 West Belfort Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77031. Okay. And the other thing that I'd like to share is, let me open it. Okay. And hopefully I'll be able to show it to you. I'll have time to show all what I'd like to share. And here it is. Okay. So next week, Thursday? Yes. Thursday, July 21st, 2022. We have a speaker series. Itong title nito ay Career Development, A Roadmap to Success. This is actually sponsored by the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. This is actually our monthly speaker series dito sa Houston Region. So kung nandito kayo sa area, this is a free event. Mag-register na kayo. Or just, you know, you can just drop in. We will be at Courtyard by Marriott, Houston Sugarland, Stafford area. Ang address ay 12655 Southwest Freeway, Stafford, Texas 77477. Ayan. And one more thing that I'd like to share. Tomorrow din ito, no? Daming ganap tomorrow. If you have time and you wish to volunteer, we have the Christian Community Service Center, meron tayong emergency services food fair event, which is going to be tomorrow again, Saturday, July 9. Start yan ng 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. yan, not p.m., a.m. So if you want to volunteer, you know, to distribute food, you know, in partnership with the Houston Food Bank, some members of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region, Commerce in Texas, Greater Houston Region, will be there. So makikita nyo kami doon sa, ang location namin ay sa Gethsemane Campus of St. Luke's United Methodist, so sa parking lot nila along Bel Air Boulevard. All right. And that's it for me. Okay. And let's see. Oh, meron ditong pahabol, si Camilo Gorospe Guzman. Sabi niya, thanks for the info. You are very much welcome, Camilo. And thank you for joining us here today. Let's see if we miss anybody. Hindi natin nabate. Gusto ko na rin batiin mga taga Pusorobio, Pangasinan. Yan. Sa mga taga Cavite, Sorsogon, usually nandito sila. So, binabati ko kayo. Sabi ko last time, babati ako ng Bicol, pero nakalimutan ko tanungin. Ayan yung magre-research ako. Okay? So, all right. Well, thank you very much sa lahat ng audience natin and listeners na nandito, nakasama natin. At syempre pa yung mga manonood at makikinig sa ating recorded live show. Maraming salamat. I'd like to thank our Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy for this opportunity to do public service. Of course, maraming salamat sa ating president na si Fenji Villasin. Magpagaling ka na, Fenji. We miss you at the show, and I'm looking forward to having, you know, to be working with you again. Kaya magpagaling ka na, okay? At syempre pa, maraming salamat. I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Aileen. Have a good weekend, everyone. Make it worth it.